Good morning and welcome into Peach Talk. This is our town, and my special guest in the studio with us this morning is the Honorable Jeff Mims, Mayor of the wonderful city of Clanton, Alabama. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning there, Chris. Appreciate you having me. Before we get started, I want to congratulate you and WKLF on your 75 years.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we had that celebration here last week or so, and of course we got 75 years going on all year this year, so and we're proud to be a part of the community and have been for a long, long time. And that's one thing about Peach Talk. This is our town, our little talk show. We want to talk about our town, the history of our town, Clanton's got a rich, rich history, and KLF is proud to be a part of that for the last 75 years, and we look forward to being part of it for the next 75 years.
There you go, yeah. We look forward to having you, too.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Clanton. I know there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
A lot of things have happened since you were elected as our mayor, and I know last week we had Clay Carroll Day, and we dedicated a new street, part of Fifth Avenue North, in honor of Clay Carroll, one of Clanton natives. We were up there. The weather didn't cooperate with us like we hoped it would, but I think it was real good, and I understand had a good reception that evening.
Yeah, we had a good time. He did. He stayed, left Sunday morning going back to Chattanooga where he lives, but we had a great time. He did too. I tell you, it was an honor for us, the city of Clanton, to do what we was able to do for him. You know, he told me before we left that he had played in three World Series, played with Cincinnati Reds, Atlanta Braves, the White Sox. There's a lot of them, and that was the biggest honor he'd ever had.
And he mentioned that in my interview. Yeah. He said, I've been around a lot of stars and baseball stars and a lot of prestigious things. But he said, this is a true honor.
It was.
That's that hometown boy coming out in it.
That's right. He really appreciated it. You know, for Thursday night, after we dedicated the street, we came back Thursday night to City Hall, and he signed about 200 baseballs, I guess, or better. And then Friday went down throughout the first pitch, and then Friday night, you know, we had the chamber supper that went real well, and he just had a great time, and we did too. But you know, maybe there'll be more of that kind of stuff. We've had a real successful time, I guess you'd say. It's been a hard work, but since I've been in office, you know, we took office, and people want to go back and look at the videos I'd done before I went while I was campaigning. I told them we just about got them all done in 2.5 years, and our clerk that we have at City Hall now, he had worked in Pelham and Harpersville and another place or two that he had worked before he came to Clanton, and he says everywhere he worked, you know, it was just normal speed until he came to Clanton and went to work for us. So things really changed when you're there at City Hall with us now, because we never stop. That's the way it's been all morning. I've just been wide open, and it's a lot to do, but I enjoy doing it. I love it. Like I told people Friday night, that, you know, I love this town. I've been here 66 years, and wouldn't trade it for nothing. And I try to do my very best all the time. So
I've traveled a lot of places, and I never found anywhere in my travels across the United States I would want to live any better than Clanton, Alabama. It's just
y'all want to come back home.
I was blessed that God placed me here, because he could have put me and you anywhere on this world, but he put us in Chilton County, and I'm so glad he put me here. I've never found anywhere that I've visited. A lot of places are pretty, and a lot of places are a good place to visit, but I don't think I'd want to live anywhere other than Clanton.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things that I know you've got kind of on your radar. One of them is, you know, Chilton County and Clanton especially is the geographical center of the state of Alabama. And I understand we're looking at a marker to go downtown to mark it as the center of the state. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we worked on a monument. We're trying to raise the money now. You know, it's a pretty expensive deal, but we'll get there with the money, try to get it raised. We're going to put it right there at Conner Park. And, you know, it'll just say that you're standing in the center of the state of Alabama, and people can go up there and take the pictures and things like that to know, because we are in the center of Alabama.
Yeah.
So. We worked on that.
And that's been moved a couple of times down through the years. It started out kind of close to Model Valley and a little cemetery up there. And then I think the I don't know whether it was beach erosion or what happened, changed the coastline a little bit.
That's right.
And they recalculated that, and it almost wound up right downtown. But yeah. it's close enough to put the marker
that's
downtown.
That's right, yes. Maybe we might have missed it a block, but we don't want to put it in the middle of Second Avenue or something like that, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna get it. Like I say, excited about downtown. We work on trying to get more businesses downtown, trying to get another restaurant or two downtown, a few other things to help with our entertainment district, you know, when it on Friday nights or Saturday nights, whenever we do this. But, you know, it's just one thing right after another. You go out of one season into another, and thank God we can. But, you know, the next thing coming up will be our Peach Festival. It's getting here real close.
Yes, sir.
So we're getting ready for that. We got four big acts coming, and I think it's going to be fun this year. We'll be down at the park, and it'll be an all-day thing for us. You know, we'll have a big peach parade first. But, you know, that's Clanton. That's what we want. We want everybody to come to Clanton. I know a lot of people don't know this, but we're probably the biggest Christmas parade in the state.
We are. Boy, this year was...
Yeah, this...
I was well back in it when I started with my little float. Yeah. And when I got back to the end and I watched the last 30, 40 minutes of the parade.
Right.
Because it had already overlapped leaving out. So. Yeah,
people don't understand how that's done. You know, Alabama Power pings people's phones for us to tell us how many people's in town.
Yeah.
And that night there was 15,400 telephones in town. And you take... The people that didn't have telephones, or you know, couples that maybe just one of them had it or whatever, but it was probably looking close to 20,000 that night.
There was a pile of folks there.
Pretty good Christmas parade. Yeah,
we
are. So, and our Peace Festival, you know, it'll be 30,000-40,000 there that day. So it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I was plumb dizzy when we got through the peace with the Christmas parade. Yeah, did a few circles down that trip.
I guarantee.
with the runaway sleigh Grinch and the runaway sleigh. Yeah. But what else we got going on? What else got on the radar? I know we got some new restaurants coming in because some land's been cleared off down on the south end of town.
We're waiting on things. People want to got to understand that this stuff is slow. Dealing with the DOT and other, I know everybody's got things that you have to make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's. And, you know, we've got a grant to change the road to come in front of Walmart going to the Poplar Springs Road. Once we get the road in, we've got the Wharf Restaurant coming in there. And then we've got enough property there that we bought to at least give us maybe two to three more businesses right there between the Red Light and the San Marcos. We've got some property back behind it that we're working on trying to get maybe a grocery store and Harbor Freights and things like that. These are people that we talk to pretty regular. We've got the building right there, the overhead bridge, right beside where the old Firestone used to be before they tore it down. We're trying to save that building because it's...
If you go way back in history, I understand that was a candy factory.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That was before mine and your time.
That's right.
During mine and your time, it was Cottle Auto Parts, and then later Whaley's Auto Parts. And been several things since. Motor shop, been a motorcycle shop twice, I think, there. Car stereo shop once, and I'm trying to think what else. A cabinet shop hasn't been in there. And,
people don't realize what kind of building. That's a stout old building.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have a new roof and some windows and some other things.
Well, my first full-time job after high school was in that building.
In that building, I hear you. It's been around a long time, and, you know, we bought the old paint store, just tore it down, and we own the service station. We bought those to give us parking at that building, or if we end up having to tear that building down at some point, and hopefully we won't, you know, we're trying, working real hard to try to get us in a nice steakhouse and a seafood restaurant right there. And I've been told, people say, what you going to do about all the traffic? I said, well, you know how it is. You're a good place to eat, you'll find out how to get in and out of there. So that's what we're going
to
do. And
well, that's not all that hard of air to get in and out of. I've been doing it for 42 years and you would think it would be, but, you know, and that's one thing about Chilton County and Clanton compared to some of these other places you go around the world, people stop and let you in and out of the road.
That's right.
I very rarely go to my office up there and get ready to cross the traffic if somebody don't stop and flash the lights and come on across.
We know how to say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and stuff like that.
And wave at you.
That's right.
With all fingers.
That's right.
Some places you get waved at, they don't use all the fingers.
That's right. Yeah. We have a, you know, we've been able to create us a full-time ambulance service for Clanton, for the city limits. And it's a big thing, you know, the county's
struggling. It's a real big thing. The county's really struggling with ambulance. And
people don't know how close we could be, or there's a chance, you know, that out there that if the ambulance service had left us now, we would be the only one that had one. But we've just ordered a brand new ambulance for ourselves, another one. And then we've just created our first full-time fire department. You know, we've got two more fire stations that hopefully, but time we get ready to get out of here, we'll have them all manned.
But how many firemen do we have on duty now in the at station one there downtown, the central station?
Nine.
That rotate around. Right, so yeah. You've got like usually two to three on duty at all
got
times.
A couple of paramedics, you know, that firefighters too. So, but yeah, it all works out. We need more, and it's money. Everything you deal with is money. You know, we got it in the budget this year to do this, and so far it's worked out good. We haven't anything you got, paving roads, whatever it is, you know, we had to put money in the budget, and then people knows that. I was told that this morning, you know, we've already paved a lot more roads than normal. I want to do this not just in election years or whatever. I want to do it every year.
Well, to keep up with it, you just about got to have a continuous paving program, because if you did all the city streets, and you probably know exactly how many miles of streets there are in the city limits, Clanton. But if you paved all of them, time you got through paving all of them, it'd be time to go back and start over.
Yeah, it's a what we done when I first went in office, we hired an engineering firm to come in here and grade our streets. What they do, they come around, drove every street, they take pictures every 10 feet. And they go back and they brought this grade back to us and show them whatever the worst to the best. And that's kind of the way we take in our paving schedule. You know, all this downtown we done first, but then from now on out, we take whatever the worst one is, and we just knock them off our list, just move them back down to the bottom. So hopefully next year we're going to be able to put a lot more money in the budget for paving. We've had to buy a lot of equipment to try to get up to speed, make sure our men got what they need to work with, and people can see all that going around town. You know, we bought two track hoes, a bulldozer, road bore machines to try to keep them having to cut the roads into every time we want to hook up to service.
That's been the biggest problem is having to dig those roads up to put utilities in.
Our infrastructure is so bad. These old galvanized lines, and, you know, we go in there and pave a street, and it might look back around in a few days, and they're
digging a hole.
You know, but if you got to understand, if we replaced all those lines, how many millions and millions of dollars it's going to cost. And now the government's trying to get us where we take all the galvanized lines out. And that's something we're working on now, trying to locate every galvanized line that we got in the city, even going to every meter, or even some ductile iron that's got lead in it, that they won't eventually going to have to take it all out. And it's going to cost millions and millions of dollars to do that. And if you take a whole line out of down the street, you got to take it out. The cost of putting it back, and then the new street to put it back in there, is going to be enormous, you know. And that's what we're having to deal with ever now. It'll be every year from now on out. But, you know, it's just, that's part of it. We're going to keep on working through it and try to make Clanton a better place to live. So, we, you know, grocery stores, I'll move on to that. Grocery stores and other things we're trying to, you know, people want a Publix, and we're trying to get a Publix, and these other things too, and a lot of restaurants, steakhouses like Longhorns, and, you know, the hotel we got coming down at the Interstate 205. It'll be a 4-story Hampton going down there, and then we got a lot right beside it we're going to be able to sell to something, maybe a Longhorns or the Chick-fil-A or something like that. And we stay in contact with them to let them know that we're here. And hopefully we can get them to come on in here, because I'm trying to make everything for this town. I don't want you to have to drive to Birmingham, Montgomery when you get ready to go get something, because that interstate is a nightmare, and I want everybody to be able to stay home. So
traffic has really increased there. Yeah. I noticed up on the north end of town there on 31, looks like some changes taking place in the city's maintenance city shop area up there. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
Well, we're trying to get all our, you know, most of our shops are across the railroad track by Thomas Oil on Greasy Ridge Road, Pipes Avenue. We purchased two buildings and 11 acres, I believe it was, that we're cleaning up, fixing them, and going to move all our city shop over on that side of the track. And we're going to take all the old ones down. We're selling the old waterworks building. Got a guy going to remodel it, try to get something, some kind of business in it. And then we're going to take that other shop down where the mechanic shop is and put it over our gas pumps. Right now, you know, if it's raining, everybody has to send out in the rain, get their gas in their vehicles, or police department, whatever. So that's the project we're working on now, to get all that cleaned up. And, you know, I tell people, you can't tell somebody else to clean their mess up if you don't clean your own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do, is make sure ours is cleaned up neat and nice, and try to give these guys and gals places to work that's going to be something that they can be proud of. So,
all right. A lot of progress been made in the last little while. Let's see, you've been in there how long now?
Going on my third year. November will start in the third
November
year.
Start third. Yeah. So we in year three of the 4 year term.
Five year term. Yeah, we got a 5 year when we went in office this year, but it'll drop back down to the four the next time. It's just breaking it up. We're not running the same time the president's running.
Right.
So. Yeah, we've done that. A lot of lighting improvements down 31.
Well, speaking of lighting, of course, you know, we have the lights on Main Street downtown, mm-hmm. between 31 and 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plans? I've heard some talk about expanding that in a couple of different directions. I think the next expansion plan was to go on down to the railroad track.
That's correct.
Where are we at on that?
Well, I've told them, the Merchants Association, we're going to put it in the budget next year. We'll put that in the budget and try to get it in for the next year. So we'll make it happen.
I've had a lot of people inquire with me about why we didn't do that down 31. of course, I know that gets into a whole nother state highway, but I know it can be done because the city of Laverne did it on 331, and they didn't have quite as many lights up as we do, but they zigzagged across it, and it looks real nice. But any plans on that down the road?
I don't know. It took me 2 years to get the lighting that we done down in front of from my high school to the interstate. It's took me 2 years, and I'm talking about a lot of calling, dealing with Alabama Power, which they're good people to work with, but it's just people you can't imagine how much paperwork there is in getting that done.
And we still got some lighting to the other exits. I know the north exit, the lighting pretty much stops at what used to be the city limits years ago, and then from there to the interstate, it's dark.
Yeah, we're working on that, working on the LED lighting on the interstate at 205 and 212. We finally got that done last week, to where I think the Alabama Power, quick as the lights come in, they'll be able to redo all the lights on those two exits.
That'll save a fortune with that.
It'll be all LED lights. I'm meeting with Central Alabama right after lunch, and we're meeting down on by the old Holiday and by the new Holiday Inn. See, that line changes right in there. It goes from Alabama Power to Central Alabama, and meet with them to get some lights upgraded. They'll go, LED, maybe LED, but they're not very bright. We're going to get some brighter lights, try to light that stuff up down there too. So, and then we'll, like I say, at 212 out there to 145 out there where you live. We're working on those two. And then yesterday, Alabama Power's just put broadband around Clinton.
Well, I noticed that, and I was going to ask you that. I know they've put fiber up, and they're feeding their switching equipment first. I was kind of wondering if you got any insight. Are they going to get in the broadband business? They're going to lease their fiber to Central.
That's right.
Central Access.
That's right.
Yeah, Central Access will be putting it in the city where they run those fibers.
Yeah, that's the broadband line that Alabama Power's put in, because they own all that.
Yeah.
They got the biggest. And then Central Access, yeah, the Central Alabama Co-op, they're going to tie to that, and they'll take it, but they're waiting on some grant money. Legislature, as a matter of fact, I talked to Mr. Clive Chambliss this morning, and they're just appropriating. The money's already been there. They put out so much every year, and I think they're fixing to send out about $270 million to do this some more.
Getting some good broadband in the city of Clanton is a biggie in our industry here.
Yeah.
We're dependent on pretty much the world's getting dependent on internet service nowadays, and depending on what you actually do as to what kind of speed you got to have. The downtown area, I know where my office is there downtown. We're not but three blocks from the telephone office, but we've got way lower speed than we have out here at the studio on 22 because the further out of town you can get better speed than you can downtown. I know I have a guy that lives, he can actually stand on his front porch and see the telephone office that works for my station in Troy, does the morning show for me every morning, and he can't get a speed worth a flip, and I have to microwave a internet over to him so he can actually do his work from home.
That's the way it is. I mean, that's the same way at City Hall. It's slow.
And with COVID, with COVID, since COVID, a lot of people are working. They found out, a lot of business found out you can work. The people can work from home, but they got to have that one key tool. That's the key tool for a lot of folks working from home.
Yeah.
And the good thing about that, we're talking about, a lot of people in Clanton have to drive to Birmingham, Montgomery, to work.
Mm-hmm.
And broadband's a key to them being able to work in Clanton.
Yeah.
Even if they work for a corporation, my son lives in Chelsea, and he works for a corporation that's totally out of state.
Yeah.
Part of their outfit's out of the country, and he works from home every day.
Yeah, it's a educational thing for me because, I'm not real smart when it comes to internet service and all that kind of stuff, but it's, most of this broadband comes from out toward Mapleville. Isabella comes out 22, and then they made the loop around Clanton, and then at Central Access to take it from there. And after they get that done, this year will be a real big year for that kind of stuff. I think if we can just get the money, the governor will send this money to wherever they think it needs to go first, and then hope we get part of it. That's what I talked to Mr. Chambliss about this morning. Hopefully that we can. We talked with him and Van Smith and others to try to help us get this thing on the table for us. So I know everybody wants it and everybody deserves it, but we want to be first if we can. So.
Yeah, one of the biggie things is getting that fiber trunk line in place, and it's there. They're still working on it in a few spots.
It's there now. We're getting it. So.
But it's put up, and they're still stringing it up. So that's awesome.
That's right.
What else we got on the horizon,
well,
Mayor?
We worked with something we got coming up here pretty quick. March the 23rd and the 24th, we having a workforce development. I call it a hiring day. Last year was our first one to do, and it took us a year to pull all that together. And if you went out by Jeff States last year and seen all that heavy equipment sitting out there in that yard, what we done last year, I told them I'd like to get the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and 12th graders out of all the county schools to come over there that day. And I know everybody knows what a touch truck is. All young people want to see a big piece of equipment or, big trucks and things like that. So we got them to come, Jason and them, we got them to come that day, and we started early that morning, bringing them in there, and it was a big time. We had the Jeff States full of vendors, and we're working with the Board of Education. We're trying to put together a pilot program this summer for hopefully diesel mechanics. We're gonna have two trades, diesel mechanics, maybe heavy operators, heavy equipment operators, or something of that sort, at the trade school. Corey Clemens has been on board. He's excited about it. We all are to have that, to be able to train these kids, because people don't understand. There's about 88% of these kids are not going to go to college, and we got to get them trained. Back when we was kids, you could take my dad would get me up when I was 8 years old and say, come on, we're going to work.
Yeah.
And that's what you done. Nowadays, you got to be a grown man before the federal government lets you get out there and go to work. And by then, you done lost all that learning ability, I guess you'd call it, because we all had to work.
Well, in this day and time, too, the down through the past decade, it's been college.
Yeah.
But what a lot of folks don't realize that, there's only about 20% of the jobs in the job market require college education. 80% of it, or 60% of that, requires some technical skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's only about 10% that's just raw general labor. And a lot of people don't understand, and this is what's gotten part of our country, in my opinion, in a mess, is we've sent so many kids to college, and they come out of college and there's no jobs for them.
Well, they're in debt,
and,
too.
And they come out of college, even if they got a job, let's say if they're going to be a doctor. They work half the career paying off the college loans. And what people don't realize that you mentioned a diesel mechanic. Mm-hmm. Well, a diesel mechanic can make
$30-$35 an hour, maybe
make
even
$100,000 a year. Easy. You know, welder can make $100,000 a year. You know,
if we can get them trained while they're young, Chris.
But they can't do that without any skills. They've got to have a skill set to be able to do that. Plumbers, electricians.
What we're trying to do is
big shortage in all craft areas. There's a major shortage.
We're getting these guys at these companies to pay them while they're going to school, and then when they get out, they'll be able to hire them and put them on full time. We're going to try to pay these kids about $15 an hour this summer while they're going to school. We're going to have the guy, we're talking about big companies,
yeah,
you know, that's going to be able to pay. They're going to furnish the money to pay them while they're going to this school for 2 months. And by the time they get out of there, they should be able to go straight on into work with those companies.
As an apprentice.
And I guarantee you, by the time they get out in 2 months, they'll be making a raise from $15.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and before you know it, they'll be making $30. I know a young boy got hired last year. He's already making $30 an hour just right out of high school.
And has no student loan to pay.
Don't owe a dime when it comes.
You know that's the difference. You know, if you go to college and you got a student loan, and you're having to pay that student loan off, and if you're making $30 an hour, and you're spending $15 an hour to pay your loan off, you're only making $15 an hour.
That's right.
That's a big thing. Well, let me ask you another question. We got about 4 minutes left. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
I understand the city has purchased from the county, the county's half of the industrial property out past 212 exit, where the Farm Center project was previously scheduled to go. What's on radar for that?
I can't say.
You can tell me, but you'd have to shoot me.
That's
huh?
right. I got something in my back pocket, that's for sure. And we turned them loose on it the other day, quick as the county voted to sell us every half. And we're working right now to get that money in to pay them. And I mean, it's just formalities and getting the deeds done. So as quick as we get that done, well, this other deal, we really thinking it's going to come to fruition. And then if it does, and if it don't, we're going to do something else. I promise you, we're going to do something out there.
Yeah.
So, and this, I think Clanton's going to be better for all of it. So looking forward to it.
All right. Well, what's your plans looking forward in next term? You gonna have your hat back in the ring?
Running one more time. That's what I told them the other night at the chamber. I'm gonna run one more time, and then I'm gonna go back to being me. So you know, people don't realize what this job pertains to. You know, when I first went in office,
You mean everybody in the city is not happy with you?
Well, it's not necessarily that. you can't please, you know how it is. You can't please them all anyway. So, but I'm going to run, and I think it'll be a good, hopefully we'll get there to be able to finish up some of the stuff we got going.
Well, the key thing about it is, you know, you can't make everybody happy, but if you can talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And you know, agree. You know, there's one thing that you can always do. You can always agree to disagree.
Right.
You don't move forward by being in a battle. Nobody's always right. You, me, or anybody else. My wife says she is, but I don't know that that's.
She make you believe it, didn't she?
I'll have to give in to that one.
Yeah.
plead the fifth on that one.
Right.
But anyway, you know, if long as the community can come together and work together, then we can move forward.
I think everybody's excited.
And one thing that I've made this statement in the past, and I'll make it again, you know, Clanton's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're positioned in our geographical position between Birmingham and Montgomery with the population that surrounds us, et cetera. Clanton is going to grow, and nobody can stop it from growing. Now, however, the direction it grows can be tailored a little bit.
That's what we're
and we can
to do.
We can be a model city, or we can be the junkyard of the South.
Yeah.
And I think our current administration's kind of got the model city in the sights.
That's right.
And you know, there's a lot of things that a lot of folks don't agree with, and there's some things I don't agree with. But you know, progress is going to take place.
It is.
And when we need to move, we need to move in the direction that is good for my granddaughter and her kids, and exactly. You know, me and you are not going to be around here too much longer, but they're going to be here the rest of their life, and their kids will be here hopefully the rest of their life, and hope they'll love Clanton like we do and want to stay here and keep it moving forward. But we got to have something here from the state to let them stay with.
That's what we're trying to do. We're going to have a good time. I think this year, I know this year is going to be a real big year for Clanton. You're going to look around and see all kind of things being built. And we're getting there. Get out of this wintertime mode. It's raining every two or three days.
When things start getting built, you're bringing money in because even the construction crews building this stuff brings money because they spend money while they're in here.
That's right.
Rent somewhere. And if they don't stay, they rent somewhere to while they're here, and they buy their gas and their food and spend money in restaurants and grocery stores and other things. And then a lot of times when you get some construction folks come in, if they discover the secret of Clanton, Alabama, they wind up staying here.
Yeah. We get that a lot, you know. Yeah. People tell us
we're one of the best kept secrets in the world.
That's right. So it's going to be exciting for all of us. I appreciate everybody just helping us and doing what they can do to keep their places clean and, you know, make it look good when people come through town. They can say, hey, that's a nice little town right there. I'd like to live there.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, we appreciate Mayor Jeff Mims being our guest on the Peach Talk. This is our town, and we appreciate you for tuning in this morning. Peach Talk's on every Friday morning at 8 o'clock and reruns on Sunday evenings at 5, and we appreciate you tuning in to Peach Talk. This is our town.